Welcome to the Faith Mori podcast with junior host Faith Mori. Today we'll be talking about the American Indian Movement. To go into further depth, the American Indian Movement, known as AIM, was founded in Minneapolis, Minnesota in the summer of 1968. This was a civil rights organization founded by four Native Americans, Dennis Banks, Clyde Bellecourt, Vernon Bellecourt, and Russell Means, to support the Native Americans that were pushed off of their homes. They spoke up and dedicated their time to help fellow Natives who were kicked off their homes and reservations by the United States government programs. The Native Americans who were kicked off their reservations ended up in ghettos and rundown areas, which put them into many uncomfortable situations. Many were upset by this because they weren't being given the same rights as other citizens, and this angered them. Along with that, the group participated in many public protests fighting about high unemployment rates, racism and discrimination, and poverty. But some protests that stuck out more than others were Alcatraz Island, where over 50 Native Americans held their ground and controlled the island until they were removed in 1971 by the federal government. They stood their ground there for 2 years, and this showed that they wanted more rights until they were kicked off. The March on Washington in 1972 was also very significant, but the most significant protest that occurred was in Wounded Knee, South Dakota. In South Dakota, many protested. They voiced how corrupt the government was, which eventually led to physical acts. During these 71 days, the FBI was called to remove protesters, but a standoff occurred between the natives and the government, which eventually lasted the 71 days, like I said. It turned very physical and violent, as 2 were killed, 12 were wounded, and over 1,000 were arrested for their acts. After this event, the Native Americans were now in the light, and their voices were finally recognized. The thing that crazes me the most is how they weren't recognized in the first place. I don't understand why they wouldn't be, because they are citizens of the United States and deserve the same rights as other whites and African Americans do. They spoke out after the African Americans did get their rights, and the Native Americans were still mad that they did not have the same and equal rights as other people did. So basically, after Wounded Knee and all of their protests, they were put into the light and they were recognized by other people. So after several attempts to stop the forced movements off the land, the Native Americans finally spoke their minds and were recognized by other citizens and demanded more from the government because they know that they're starting to be recognized. They wanted and got economic independence, legal rights, they revived their traditional culture, and they restored the reservations that were illegally taken from them, and this meant so much to them because that was their homeland that was stripped away from them. But eventually, after American Indian Movement began in 1968, it started to die down at the late 70s and 80s, and although it died down and there's not much about it today, it's still highly recognized and admired by many. So this movement had lasting impacts because they gained so many rights that they fought for, and they gained a representative in the Senate, so their voices would now be more heard. Like I was talking about a Native American in the Senate. His name was Ben Nighthorse Campbell of Colorado, and he was elected in 1992. To sum it all up, the Native Americans basically pressured the government into giving them equal rights, and thank God they did, because I feel as if they wouldn't have ever gained them. And now, the Native Americans have this equal treatment that was so long overdue. Although